This was her favourite shop window in the whole of St Just. Her friends at St Bart's Primary School would think she was weird if they knew, but Hannah loved the house shop. She would imagine what it would be like to live in each one, how it would feel to run around the gardens and eat meals in the shiny kitchens, and most importantly, which room she would have as a bedroom. Her bedroom. A whole room she could call her own. Not like the cramped room she shared with her two younger sisters, all of them fighting for space in the too small single bed. She dreamed of a bedroom with a wardrobe where she could hang her clothes, instead of them being piled up by the side of the bed so deep that you had to step on them like wobbling fabric stepping stones. And a chest of drawers with fronts and handles that worked, not the collapsing shell she shared with her sisters. Nothing was safe in the bedroom at home. No secrets could be hidden. Lily and Ruby got their sticky fingers into everything, and Hannah's belongings were the first they tried to grab. In the glossy house photos, Hannah saw rooms with single beds and lush carpets. She'd forgotten what colour the carpet in her room was underneath the sea of clothes. Matching curtains and duvet covers, princess paintings on the walls, and fairy lights around the headboards. She saw living rooms free of clutter and piles of dirty crockery, kitchens big enough to put a table in, and gardens bigger than the whole of her house put together. Some houses overlooked the sea. Others had enough space for paddocks and stables. Even the smallest houses seemed like palaces compared with her home. Hannah dreamed of running through the pretty gardens and stripy lime green lawns with her dream dog, a golden retriever like Mrs. Adamson's from the end of their road. More than anything in the world, Hannah wanted a dog. She would even give up the dream of having her own bedroom if it meant she could have a dog. She'd already chosen a name for it, Amber, and dreamt of taking her for long walks. Amber would have a pink collar and lead, like the one she had just seen in the pet shop, and she would fetch sticks and balls and roll over when Hannah told her to. Mum said dogs carried diseases. Hannah thought Mum should look at the diseases growing in their house, in the mouldy plate stacks and dirty bathroom sink, and the spots of black creeping slowly up the corners of each room. Those were worse than any disease a dog could carry. Mrs. Adamson's dog, Beauty, had puppies last Christmas, and Hannah had begged Mum and Sean for one. She never asked for anything, she'd reminded them, not even when her school jumper got holes under the arms. She thought Sean might say yes. He was still making it up to Mum after the last time he'd made her cry. But he'd refused to budge. On Christmas Day, she got a colouring book, a horrible, stupid colouring book about cars that still had a torn charity shop price sticker on its cover. There wasn't even a dog picture in it. That was why Hannah loved the centre of St Just. She could pass the pet shop in St Bart Street, the road that led to her school, turn into the high street and follow it all the way down towards the park she crossed to get back to her estate. The high street had the new sweet shop with its pink and white striped awning and jars of sweets in the window, like a rainbow of coloured sugar. Then the newsagents with its racks of shiny magazines showing famous singers and actors. And three doors down was the house shop. From there, she could pass the Argus newspaper offices, which usually had paintings in the window from a local school. Then the charity shop, with its ever-changing displays, and the small co-op supermarket, where there was often a dog tethered outside that she could say hello to. And today, her favourite walk home was even more exciting. Despite the earlier storm, the high street was now decked out with pastel-coloured balloons and streamers, the Easter market in full swing. She had gone to school for the last day of spring term, and walked halfway home at lunchtime with her friend Ava. Ava's mum wanted to go all the way home, but Hannah said she was meeting her mum at the Easter market. It was just a little lie, but worth it to be in this happy place for a while. She didn't want to be away from school for 2 weeks, not like her classmates. Being at home wasn't the treat for her that it was for her friends. If it were up to her, she would be...